Welcome to the Well One Connection, a podcast from Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
We are here today celebrating Occupational Therapy Month. April is OT month, and we have a great OT team here at HRMC. I am here today with the three ladies on our team, and these professionals here will introduce themselves to our community and our listeners.
Hi, I'm Amber Perinud, occupational therapist, certified lymphedema therapist.
I'm Nicole Kelsey, occupational therapy assistant.
And I'm Marie Lang Bain, occupational therapist.
Well, welcome to the show. Thank you all for joining me today. We are going to just talk a little bit about what OT is as we celebrate that this month. Who would like to tell me about the overview of occupational therapy? What is it? What happens in OT?
With OT, we work on bathing, dressing, grooming, meal prep, cognition, fine motor coordination, gross motor coordination, basically everything you do when you get up in the morning to everything you do when you go to bed at night and how you're going to do those processes.
If someone needs OT, why? Why do they need OT? Is it an acute injury or illness? Is it something that maybe is part of a disease that has progressed? Why would someone need OT?
If there's any type of change in function that a person has throughout their lifespan, that would be a reason why people would need OT. There's a lot of areas we work here at HRMC. We provide care in inpatient, outpatient, home care. For example, if someone fell and they broke their wrist, they could come in to see us to work on decreasing swelling in their arm or hand, improving their range of motion and strength, and getting back to their everyday function.
When we have OT, is it sometimes paired with other therapies or other means of healing?
Yes, it's paired a lot with physical therapy where they work on your balance, gait, and mobility. We'll work on stuff like their ability to get dressed in the morning, their ability to function on a regular basis. You know, say they did break their wrist, how are they going to wash their hair in the morning? How are they going to feed themselves? Say it's their dominant hand. Also, basically just getting them back to work, getting them back to the normal routines and activities that they do on a regular basis. We work together a lot with physical therapy and then also with speech therapy too, if it's something to do with their cognition.
So as throughout that treatment plan, what can I expect?
Depends on the individual and it depends on the diagnosis. Mm-hmm. A lot of times when they come in, it's a lot of just informal interview, kind of talking to them about like what's going on, what brings them to the therapy department, kind of issues that they're handling in a day-to-day basis within their lives, and what we can work on to accomplish their needs to meet them where they want to be. Functionally.
When we had chatted before, you had mentioned that there are times when someone can come and go through a course of treatment and come again. That may be specific to something that we do here for people with some neurological issues or diseases such as Parkinson's. Nicole, do you want to tell us a little bit about what we offer here?
Yeah, there's two of us here in the OT department. Marie and I are both certified LSVT big therapists. And we also have a couple LSVT big therapists in the physical therapy department. And we generally work together to kind of establish your plan of care, find your needs, all of those things. So LSVT Big is a program designed to help people with Parkinson's disease and other neurological conditions such as CVAs, MS, to move their body in a more normal manner. People living with Parkinson's often move their body a little differently with gestures and actions that have become smaller or slower. They may have trouble getting around getting dressed or other activities of their life. So with LSVT Big, we will provide different trainings to improve those activities, whether it be small motor tasks like buttoning your shirt, or large motor tasks like getting up and down from a chair or sofa, or just maintaining your balance while you're walking. We help to recalibrate those movements to perceive their motions to what others will see. It teaches them to apply a little extra effort and produce bigger motions in their daily life. Their treatment plans are customized to each person's specific needs, goals, desires, and it can help regardless of the stage or severity of your condition. So please reach out to your doctor if you have any of these concerns or diagnoses.
So one thing when we talked was about understanding the big. So people specifically with Parkinson's, you had explained to me that their world seems to get a little bit smaller and you might be looking down and feeling like things are really small.
It seems like their world tends to get smaller. So their motions and their walking gets smaller movements, all of that type of stuff. So We tend to use some videos sometimes so they can see themselves, or mirrors so they can see themselves, see their actions, and then just work on big motions, making life bigger so they can move in a more normal manner.
And they might pick specific activities that they want to work on repetition with the big movements. It might be something like that they want to be able to go to a restaurant and pull out of chair and sit down without, you know, stumbling or losing their balance. That might be one example of something someone might want to do. Also, some individuals want to work on increased speed with daily tasks such as dressing. So we'll work on repetitive tasks with dressing such as...
Amber, you specialize in lymphedema care. So first of all, what's lymphedema for those of us that don't know?
Lymphedema is any individual who has excess fluid from their lymphatic system that's not operating properly. A lot of times you see individuals out in the community and different places who have swollen limbs, arms, legs, abdomen, and it affects everybody differently. It causes them to have kind of a tired, sluggish feeling. You can't do the tasks and activities that you do on a regular basis. Sometimes it can progress to where it's actually weeping through the skin. I actually provide people with education regarding lymphedema, exercises, compression wraps, educate them about the proper elevation of their legs, and also educate them regarding possible compression pumps for use within their own home environment.
Okay, so if someone needs to see you, they also need to visit with their primary care or specialist that has been involved in that diagnosis of lymphedema. And so they could come see you. Is that an ongoing treatment? Obviously, lymphedema is not something that is necessarily cured, correct? It's something that people live with.
Yeah, it's a lifelong process, unfortunately. Yet, there are resources out there. There is education when it comes to lymphedema and living with lymphedema. And hopefully I can be there to help them, give them the best treatment possible in order to function on a regular basis and do the things that they need to do.
So you've probably had patients, I know we've talked even about the Parkinson's patients where you've seen a great progress. So lymphedema, have you seen great progress? What have you seen with a patient maybe, or patients that have, they come in and they're feeling poorly and they're not managing their lymphedema well, and you can help them?
Yeah, actually I have many patients where they've had significant progress with their gait, their mobility, their ability to function on a regular basis. Like I've had one individual, he was on oxygen and then he got off of oxygen because he was able to get that excess fluid off his body. He lost around 100 pounds with the education and everything that was provided here with proper diet, compression wraps, elevating his legs, utilizing the compression pumps, doing everything that we have taught him here. So, and it's just great to see individuals who their lives are changed by it.
Yeah, what a cool world that you guys get to help people live their everyday lives and do the things that they really need to do to function in their daily lives and to enjoy their lives. So we really appreciate the fact that you're here and sharing your knowledge and expertise with our community. Other things about OT that you'd share?
We work quite a bit in the area of home health care. We work with patients and their families on how to set up the home safely for them. For example, we may look at the bathroom in the home and tell the individuals, you know, where they need to place grab bars or what type of equipment they need to bathe safely so that the person isn't at risk of falls. And so hopefully that they can do the task as independently as possible. That would be another example, some services that we can provide to the community.
Absolutely. So that's in conjunction with home health, that you would go into someone's home and provide that, that education. And then you also can provide treatment within the home?
Yes.
Okay.
Another service that I thought of is wheelchair evals here at the hospital, and gone out in the community and provided wheelchair evals and assessments.
Okay, so can you walk me through what a wheelchair evaluation might be?
We just basically talk to the individuals, we talk to their caregivers, see what the issues are with their seating and positioning, what kind of deficits they're having within utilizing their equipment and their wheelchair and everything, and how they're doing with transfers. We actually try to, in conjunction with different medical supplies companies, in order to get the right wheelchair for that individual so that they wouldn't have any kind of skin breakdown or pressure sores or anything like that, so that they're able to operate and utilize their wheelchair to the best of their abilities.
Okay. So for someone to get a wheelchair eval, what is the process?
We have to get an order from the doctor, you know, just basically set it up through centralized scheduling and give us a call here at 605-353-6540, which is our occupational therapy department.
Your knowledge today has been excellent. I've learned a lot. I hope that our listeners in our community are learning a lot as well. And if they have questions, again, just please reach out to the occupational therapy team here or talk to your primary care provider. Thank you, the three of you, for being here. And we're happy to celebrate occupational therapists here at HRMC.
Thanks for listening to the Well One Connection. This podcast is informational only and not intended to replace the advice of your healthcare provider. Heron Regional Medical Center, online at heronregional.org.